now it's time for an episode we like to call the Necronama Crew Review. The Bags of Flesh that host this show decided to get together at the AMC Theater and watch Insidious 3. Well, find out what they think about it right here on the Necronama Crew Review. Who came up with that name anyway? Ugh.
All right, so credits are rolling. We just got done seeing Insidious 3.
Yeah.
So we've got Zip, Brian, myself, Wayne, and Lori, and you are Maggie. Yes. My daughter Maggie decided to come with us, too. All right, so initial thoughts, real quick.
I absolutely enjoyed it.
Absolutely. I loved it. I dug it.
I watched half of it through my fingers.
Yeah.
I thought it was scary, but I didn't like anything else about it.
Oh, see. And I actually liked it. I really enjoy a horror movie that actually makes me want to hide my eyes. Yeah. Come on, yeah. Creep me out in a different way, and it did,
so
I think.
So many jump out scares, though.
Yeah, ton of unfair, totally unfair jump out scares.
Like,
yeah.
It's super loud, and...
And really terrible dialogue. They really tried to condense too much and tried to...
And they the tie-in with the original
so
series, the tie-in
real
with the original
heavy-handed.
Series was really, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
it was
a good way
forced.
Of putting it,
but at the
handed.
Same time, you know, I watched it, and then, you know, they tricked me a lot of the time because they did a lot of framing the shot, like, to the left or the right,
right.
Extreme, and
gonna...
I'm looking over here, and nothing happens, but then, boom, something's happened. So, you know, what was this rated? PG-13 or R?
Yeah, PG-13.
Yeah, well, good for them.
Good. Yeah. But there was definitely some really non-cliched kind of creep factor things that happened. I thought they did a good job of setting those up.
Effects.
I didn't feel gypped that I saw everything in the trailer.
No.
We did
no.
see the trailer in the movie, but
I'm
there was plenty
scared.
Yeah, plenty more tension building scares.
Yeah, I absolutely enjoyed it. I thought it was great. You know, it's just one of those things where you watch a movie and it's PG-13 and you don't know what you're going to expect, and then you get something at the end where you're satisfied. I'm satisfied with it. You know, it was totally worth my night out. You know, good job, Hollywood.
Yeah. For, yeah, because coming off of Poltergeist, this is a, you know.
This made up for Poltergeist.
Yeah, this is 10 times over, so. Yeah.
But for Maggie, you would probably say the opposite, right? Because you liked Poltergeist.
I thought it was all right. I thought this one was scarier, but this one was, I was like, physically embarrassed by, like, much teen, so vlogging picture of my croissant with syrup on it because that's what people eat for breakfast.
See, that's a good perspective because I'm 40-year-old man, and so I'm like, well, all right, maybe that's what kids do. That's what I got to look forward to my kids doing.
No, yeah, but...
No one does that.
Like, we don't do that.
It was so embarrassing. The teenage brother, oh, we're going to fight in the morning because... I just can't act. Get out of my room. Don't wake me up. I'm 12 years old and
so
he's going to get me dressed for
school. This was obviously written by somebody in their 40s.
Yeah, like someone that... It's written by like some dad that doesn't have any kids that has
or
like
just
no
a bad,
idea what it's like.
Or just a bad writer.
Like, it was... It
looks good on paper.
It was scary.
Well,
I was so
the
scared.
The writer directed it, so maybe...
Oh, yeah.
So
I liked the scary demon guy. I liked...
That was a good demon.
I hate
that was better than I thought the Insidious ones. This looked creepy, and nobody likes an oxygen mask.
Oh, and the really stressed out dad because I can't do anything. I'm so stressed. I have
I'm
to talk about how busy I am for the whole. That's pretty much all my lines. I'm just so busy.
You gotta help me. I need your help. You gotta help me here, kid.
Mm-hmm. And then
your
takes
gone.
10 minutes talking to his daughter.
Right.
All right. Well, thumbs up or what do we got?
Thumbs up. Go watch
up here.
Meh.
All right, that is it. My name is Wayne.
This is Brian.
Zip.
Lori.
Maggie.
And we'll see. This is our quick movie review.
Oh, let's get out of here now.